In the future, we have electric shavers. They are a device which plugs into a power source called electricity, and when the shaver is turned on, the device has sharp metal rotating heads that slice the stubble off at the root. No soap and blade is necessary.
Oh, I see. And what is this electricity?
She twisted her tongue around the foreign word.
Is that correct?
Aye, and electricity is energy that's been harnessed and contained. That's done in various ways, and then when the electricity is needed, the energy is dispersed and can do a multitude of things. Like bringing heat and light into a room, powering devices big and small, allowing communication between people all over the world, that sort of thing.
That sounds far-fetched. Surely people cannot speak to each other all over the world. And please, dinner move. Each time you do, you run the risk of being caught.
She ran the blade right under his nose.
I wouldn't wish to lick this beautiful mouth of yours.
You find my mouth.
Dinna speak, either.
She tapped his jaw shut and giggled. The sound of her laughter lightened his heart. Hell, he adored seeing her smile. She continued to shave him, around his lips, then along the last stretch of his neck, and after she was done, she dabbed his skin dry with the cloth.
Take a look in the glass. What do you think?
Observing his reflection, he patted his jawline and traced around his lips. You've done a better job than I ever could have.
Wonderful.
She picked up the fine bone comb on the table, brushed his hair until the dark strands curled around her fingers, then nodded.
All done.
My thanks. He wiped his blade clean, sheathed it at his wrist, then tucked his travelling bag out of the way next to her trunk under the window. Before the glass, she combed her hair and secured her pale locks at each side with a silver pin. Done, she set it down and faced him.
Are you ready to break your fast, Finlay?
Always. I'm hungry this morning, and for far more than breakfast. He caught her around the waist and drew her closer. I have a proposition.
That sounds dangerous.
She seized his biceps and held on.
We really need to cease touching.
Allow me one kiss before we leave. I've yet to taste your lips, and I fear I'll be overcome with the desire to do so, and at the worst possible time. He was quite serious. I've been searching for you for the longest time, and I can't seem to hold back any of my desires, which are growing rapidly the more time we spend together. It's also best we test your limits well away from your kin.
That is a terrible proposition.
Yet a glimmer of hope flared in her eyes. She wanted his kiss, and with a little nudge, he might be able to claim one from her. We'll take things slowly. I promise you I will. This time I'll be far more careful. He caressed her sides, roamed down and scooped her bottom. Lifted higher, he pressed his hips against hers. Say, I.
You were one very pushy bear.
Is that an I?
One kiss. Then you shall see we are a terrible match, and hopefully head straight for the hills.
Perfect. He'd take her agreement for a kiss, no matter how it was offered. Gently he carried her to the bed, and laid her across the soft brown fur bed covering, then nudged her knees apart, and with his legs between hers, sank down on top of her. I will never desire any other than you.
Must we lie down for this kiss?
She wriggled underneath him, her breath catching. Aye, that would be my preference.
I feel too hot.
She closed her eyes.
And there are butterflies taking flight in my belly. Can we hurry and be done with this?
We can, the moment you look at me.
She opened her eyes and frowned. You are completely relentless.